The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
Probably most people have the impression that Barbershop is a male quartet with stripy waistcoats and straw hats singing Nelly Dean.
Well, there are no men in waistcoats here. In fact, there are no men.
We had fake skin on us, mud, all our clothes were torn and we put bloodstains on them.
Serendipity.
Yeah, with branches of the trees on her hair and, you know, the faces all made up.
Bray's Ladies Barbershop Chorus.
And some of us had fake bodily parts that we flung out at the audience at the end.
But it was great fun.
50 women, loud and strong, with costumes and choreography. Not your average singing group. Becoming one of the girls in Serendipity is about finding your place and sometimes even finding your voice.
I believed I couldn't sing. I had a real thing about singing.
That's Linda Serja.
I was in the church choir and they actually put me as a soprano. I just couldn't hit the notes and then these squawky sounds used to try to come out. So I ended up learning to mime a lot of it. So I kind of took away from singing.
That was until Linda started spending more time around her mum's barbershop chorus.
I used to always be part of it because I used to video the chorus or help. Finally, some of the girls said, Linda, why don't you come in and do the warm-ups or sing one of the songs with us? And then I actually realised that the reason why I couldn't sing soprano is because I'm actually a bass, I'm a low voice. So the one great thing about barbershop, I feel, is that, you know, there's a place for every voice.
Hello. They always hope when I come near I'm bringing some food, so they all come out. Now. When they've just laid an egg is when they make the most noise. You hear this amazing. They sound so pleased with themselves. Look what I've just done. And you get this terrific calling out for a while, which is very funny.
Amongst the singing hens is Tempe Pearson, tenor.
There's actually a second one here.
She's at home in Roundwood, County Wicklow, collecting eggs to share with friends at Serendipity tonight.
There's usually quite a few of the girls there that like getting eggs from me. They're egg for breakfast, I think.
Friendship and fun, they're cornerstones of Serendipity. But providing good entertainment also means hard work.
Barbershop technically is actually extremely difficult. The expression is incredibly important. So if it's an up-tempo, fast, upbeat song, you've got to give that feeling of happiness to the audience.
And whether that takes glamorous show outfits, zombie costumes, or a choreographed dance routine, Serendipity does not shy away.
Initially, we always moan and groan and say, oh my goodness, we'll never learn all this. And when do we turn right and when do we turn left? But after a while, we all get it. And it actually makes the song a lot more fun.
Over in Greystones, it's 5 p.m. Pauline Brennan from the Baritones is in her kitchen with the kettle on.
So you're just probably in the door yourself
now.
Not
long in and getting my head into choir and thinking about what it is we're going to be singing. And I'd often have it playing at this time on a Wednesday as I go about doing whatever I need to do, cook, get the dinner ready, gets my mind into the right place. And it's a very nice thing to do anyway, to be singing around your kitchen while you cook.
With a delicious aroma emerging from her oven, Pauline sits down with her laptop. She's practicing this week's music.
See, I've forgotten the words.
Pauline has a thick folder of sheet music beside her mug of tea. This looks like hard work, but to Pauline, barbershop is pure joy and has been since the day she joined.
I knew it was a cappella, I knew it was all about harmonies, and that's what I love about singing. I have always been somebody who'd be trying to work out a harmony rather than sing a melody.
Concentration and precision.
So as you can hear, I'm just singing along with the predominant part of that track, which is my track.
Every word, exactly right.
And going through that, I'll go, okay, I don't know the words in that bit, need to go over that. You know, that'll bring that to mind.
Huge concentration. But then again, it's a total break from Pauline's responsible job as a psychotherapist.
When you work as a therapist, really, you're in a very privileged position of having access to the intimate lives of people that, you know, a lot of people just wouldn't have.
A privilege that could become a burden.
If you're working with people who are really finding life a challenge and a struggle, that can really start to impact on your own mental well-being. You care about them, and it can be sometimes hard to find ways of making sure you're not carrying any of that around.
You need a space where you can leave working life at the door and just be yourself.
Singing really works for me. It's nearly like a buzz. Actually, I remember one girl saying to me once, are you on something? You know, because there is, I can actually feel that level of boost as if you had taken something that was making you feel happier. I suppose I recognise it now and I can see it. And when I'm more resistant for whatever reason, I go, no, you'll go, because you know you're going to feel better once you're there and afterwards.
Up with the hens in Roundwood, Tempy is bracing the wind and rain, wrapped up cosily in a green hat and wellies.
As my husband always says, you look like a real farmer there.
You can tell my older hens, because they're nice and dry. They're sensible. And the young ones are the ones that are soaking. I've been tempted once or twice to get a couple of donkeys or get something, but then my husband usually goes, oh, no, really? And then I said, well, what about some pigs? I love pigs. And they said, yes, because, I mean, some pork would be gorgeous. And then I'm going, oh, no. No, no, I couldn't eat any animal that I had. So we haven't got pigs, consequently. we just have an empty field. But every night we have a lot of deer come through our land. My husband saw one even this morning down on our lawn, which they're not meant to be able to get into. It's meant to be deer-proof fencing.
Tempy's love of country life runs alongside her deep love of singing. It's precious because she knows what it's like to lose it.
When I got to my late teens, my voice became very hoarse. People used to sort of say to me, oh my goodness, you know, are you ill? And I'd be going, no, I'm fine. It's just my voice has gone very croaky. So for a while I stuck with it because people said it was very sexy. So I thought, as an 18-year-old, I thought this was quite exciting. But eventually it became really annoying. I couldn't get away with not telling my mother that I'd been out very late because I then couldn't talk the next day.
The diagnosis was singer's nodes.
Little nodules on your vocal cords. And usually, very often, people who are opera singers get them because they've overused their voices. So I was mortified because I thought, well, I'm not singing that much. It must be that I'm talking too much. I ended up having the operation, which was a minor operation, but it meant for about 10 years I couldn't sing at all. If I was going to church or something like that, the only way I could sing would be to sort of sing in a sort of like a deep type of a man's voice.
But sing she did, no matter what it sounded like.
I used to envy everybody else who could do the descants and things. I'm going, no, I can't do these things.
And still she sang and she sang until one day, with persistence, her old voice was back.
I have a huge folder of music here.
Now she sings the tenor line for Serendipity Chorus.
These are our new competition ones, Jasmine Blues. And even for Happy Birthday here, which is another one of these leaflets here, we sing Happy Birthday to whoever's had a birthday during that week. And if the person is not there because they weren't able to go that night, we normally record it and then they can hear us sing to them on the phone.
It's that extra little touch that makes Serendipity feel like a bunch of friends, ladies who are on for a great night out together.
If I'm driving in on my own, I usually hum, or I would do the scales, or I'd do arpeggios, or I do something like that to start warming up my voice.
Back in Greystones, Pauline Brennan is almost ready to leave her kitchen for the rehearsal.
That is a very high note to reach when one hasn't warmed up sufficiently.
So you'll reach one later.
I would reach that one later because we would spend a lot of time at the beginning on warm-ups.
How are you?
Hi.
In the seaside town of Bray, County Wicklow, as dusk falls on the water, the ladies of the Serendipity Chorus are arriving one by one into the warm glow of Epworth Hall.
Scrub up well.
It's a small hall, brought alive now with chats, catching up and giggles.
A lot of women all there ready to go.
Pauline Edmondson is the chorus director and team leader.
They all have a little job to do, with treasurer and costume, and I think it's depending on what we're doing. And
even the warm-up is delegated, led by Polly O'Loughlin tonight.
Push it, push it, push it.
Faces are pink with exertion, breathing out, out, out on the letter S.
It's all gone. And then pull the air back in here again and we'll do shh this time.
Knees slightly bent, waiting on Polly's every direction.
Actually, let's just hum, remembering to keep our tongue flat and nice and relaxed here.
Chorus director Pauline Edmondson believes the warm-up is essential.
It's getting the air passing over your vocal folds, which is very important. That's how sound is made. Putting the pressure and moving the air through the vocal folds. And doing it repeatedly, it's like exercising. It's like doing stretching your muscles before you go for a run. And it focuses your mind, focuses you on your breath, on your breathing, on your stance. You need to come into the zone to sing. Can everybody see me? Deirdre, I can't see you.
Director Pauline is looking to create the fullest sound possible, moving tenors beside basses and leads beside baritones.
I'd like a little bit more light and shade, so if I, you know, bring it down, just follow me.
The light and shade is you want to quieten some pieces and make other pieces louder to make it more interesting to listen to.
That's Pauline Brennan, the psychotherapist we met at home earlier. Right now, like everyone else, her eyes are glued to her chorus director.
So it'll be simple movements of her hand that we recognise. A moving together of her hands and down that says, I want you to be a little bit quieter. And then she'll expand her hands and herself and her body and even, you know, her expression. So we'll know, okay, we have to grow that, swell that sound a bit more.
Around, the singers are lost in the music. Their only focus now is on their chorus director, Pauline Edmondson, and the subtle movement of her hands.
Barbershop is different from normal choirs, where you have a lot of sopranos singing, and then it gets sort of altos and male tenors and baritones and basses. Whereas in barbershop, you need a very heavy sound on the bottom, so you have more basses, so it's a much lower kind of sound. The sopranos, the high voices, is very few at the top. So we say the bass is the engine and the lead is the melody. So that's kind of in the middle. They have the tune of the song. And then the baritone kind of below and above the lead and kind of glues the two together with the bass. And then the tenor is just like a little sprinkling of icing on the top.
I feel
Linda, who once believed she couldn't sing, looks right at home with the basses. And Pauline Brennan, in the baritones, is already more relaxed.
Feeling the buzz from it already, yeah. Really get into the rhythm of it, yeah.
Okay, next is Jasmine Blues, isn't it? You know that little duetty bit you have with Noah, like my dancing both day and night? If I don't get my jazz and I don't feel right. Yep, 26, 27.
You know I like my dance both day and night. If I don't get my jazz and I don't feel right. If it's ragtime, just play it in jazz time. I like jazz time. We don't want it fast, we don't want it slow. Take your time, professor, and let it flow.
Across the hall, Tempe Pearson and the tenors are waiting to practice their part of the song.
Like a jigsaw, the way we put the parts together.
I'm Tony.
I'm Therese.
We always seem to, I don't know what it is about us. It's always us tenors at the Radiator, isn't it?
Because we're always waiting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What can be difficult, I think, for the tenors is because we're nearly always the last, we've heard the other tunes for so long. Yes, and then you're going, I've forgotten what our sounds like. First time we've got that far. I think we were all parts, though, probably singing too loudly, because you're always meant to be able to hear the lyrics, the words. And we were all getting so excited with our bar-ba-da-daps. In the real thing, we'll have to sing them more quietly.
A quick break and the four walls of the room reverberate with chatter. Tempe grabs her egg boxes. A queue is forming.
There we are. Okay.
Thanks, Tempe.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Yummy.
There you are.
Thank
Six
you.
Eggs. Come for you.
Yep.
One box of eggs is going to one of the newer members.
Rona, you joined Serendipity now. Was it a year
this
ago?
Last year,
a
actually.
Year ago.
Yeah. And then out of that, I'm also now in a quartet because three other people in Serendipity needed a fourth. So lots of music going on in my life at the minute.
Okay, we're just going to do that stepping move that we did last week.
Break over, time for dancing.
And we're going to start by going to the right, okay?
Serendipity yep. is an all-singing, all-dancing chorus. No gentle swaying here. Every move is carefully choreographed to wow the onlookers.
There's a lot of pizzazz in barbershop. So you sing to the audience and you move and you try to entertain and bring your audience with you in the song.
So we're going to take a step to the side. Swivel. Step to the side and swivel. Okay? Just make sure you point your toes outwards to get that kind of movement. You don't need to actually move your upper body because just by just turning...
Linda has stepped out confidently from the bass section, leading the girls in their dance routine.
You know, sell it like I'm boogieing, I'm enjoying this, the music's playing, and just sell it all facially as well, okay? So we're going to the right first, okay?
Every step is perfectly timed. Eyes meet just before the swivel, and a broad smile as 50 ladies slide in unison to the right.
Well done, girls.
Okay. I love it. So when she's going, oh, will I give you another move? Yes, please.
And it's not just dancing. There's drama in barbershop too, in the form of adventurous, glitzy costumes.
This is part of the air hostess's outfit.
A siren red jacket and miniskirt pulled from an enormous trunk of outfits.
We dressed up as an airline, Serendipity Airways. Two air hostesses. I was a pilot. We had a bride on a hen party with her friends, and we had business people. And
the more elaborate the costumes, the better it seems.
We had Roz, like the guy with the two buttons, bringing the chorus on. She came first on with the earphones. It was great fun.
Thriller.
The memories and moments tumble over one another. Outfits they've worn, the fun they've had when they sing together.
There's always a sense of joy in the room. You know, everybody's there because they enjoy it. So there's a lightheartedness straight away when you walk in the door.
I think one feels exhilarated after this, yes. I find that even driving home, you still got it with you.
And will Tempe be singing in the car on the way home?
Absolutely. I'm fully warmed up.
Oh, what a day.
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.